From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 30th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the preliminary results of water testing in the Chatham schools are in, and the findings indicate some elevated lead levels. Superintendent Cheryl Nusoforo advised parents in a letter earlier this month that most of the areas showing high lead levels were, and I quote, not typically used for consumption, such as bathroom or science laboratory sinks, end quote. However, elevated levels were also measured at drinking fountains or faucets used for drinking water and food preparation. The water samples were drawn in the morning when levels would be at their highest, Nusoforo said, after water had been resting in pipes and fixtures for a long period of time. District officials shut off faucets and fountains where water was not absolutely necessary, and bottled water was provided in some classrooms. In classrooms, bathrooms, and science labs where water is needed, bottled water was provided and signs were posted warning the water was not to be consumed. Over the summer, the district will work with the County Department of Health, the Safety Service of Questar 3, BOCES, and the district architect to develop a remediation plan. The water test results can be found online at ChathamCentralSchools.com. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Katie Kosachansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the former Greene County Sheriff's deputy arrested by state police this week is prepared to enter a plea. The Greene County District Attorney said on Wednesday, June the 29th, Daniel Braden, 32, of South Cairo, was arrested Monday and charged with official misconduct by a public servant, a misdemeanor. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone said Braden allegedly altered a police report about himself in order to replace a legal prescription for medication. Stanzone said it appears Braden did not want his superior to know he was required to take a certain medication. Braden is being represented by Albany attorney Stephen Coffey. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that voters are not optimistic that recent ethics reforms passed by the state legislature will stop corruption in state government. This according to a new Siena College poll released on Thursday, June the 30th. 56% of those surveyed do not believe the reforms passed at the end of the session, including pension forfeiture for convicted elected officials and campaign finance reforms, will stop official misconduct in Albany. At the same time, voters are confident about re-electing their state lawmakers. 48% said they would re-elect their state senator, while 42% said they would re-elect their current assembly member. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg said, and I quote, voters give legislators bad grades, but as yet they're not preparing to throw the bums out, end quote. As for Governor Cuomo, 46% of voters said they would re-elect him, while 48% said they would prefer to elect someone else. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times Union that about 75 people attended a citizens group meeting at the Petersburg Veterans Center on June the 28th to discuss the PFOA in drinking water and in residents' blood in the town. Officials from the State Department of Health and Environmental Conservation and the Rensselaer County Health Department took questions from the audience at a meeting. Emily Marp said, and I quote, the biggest issue for the community is everyone needs a filter. We're waiting, end quote. Adding, and I quote, why are you making people wait, end quote. Currently, the wait involves getting to Conic, the manufacturing company whose plant off Route 22 discharged PFOA chemical into the ground, to pay for the filters. Several residents said they should be allowed to sit in on those negotiations, but the DEC said the negotiations would be conducted between the agency and the company. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Matthew Hamilton at Capital Confidential reports that now that New York State legislative session is over, the website New York State Watch has all sorts of information about how state senators voted during the 2016 session. Among their findings about local representatives, Senator George Armador, Republican of Rotterdam, voted aye on 99.2% of bills, 1,808 total votes. He voted nay on 0.8% of bills, 14 votes. Armador was not excused from voting and was not absent from voting. Senator Kathy Marchione, Republican Half Moon, voted aye on 92.9% of bills, 1,693 votes. She voted nay on 0.7% of bills, 13 votes. She was excused from 115 votes. She was absent for one vote. You can go to www.statewatch.net for more information. Finally, Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that $20,826 is the ceiling for a family of two to receive free lunches under national 2016-17 eligibility guidelines. There are reduced lunches available to families of two with income of $29,637 or less. For a family of four, free lunches are available to families with a maximum annual income of $31,590 or less, and reduced lunches are available to families of four making less than $44,955 annual. Students who qualify for the free lunches also receive free breakfast. Students who qualify for the reduced price lunch pay 25 cents for breakfast and lunch. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 84 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:37 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, about one-half minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 30th and last day of June 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.